You're tuned to 89.3 Huntsville Public Radio. Welcome to the Sundial Writer's Corner. I'm Dory Nutt, one of the producers, along with Brett Tannehill. On this Valentine's Day of 2022, our thoughts turn to love, and we feature a poem written by Michael Guillebeau for his wife, Pat. He first read this to her at a gathering of their friends last September. They had come together to celebrate Pat's retirement, Michael's 70th birthday, and the end of his writing books. Today is the perfect day for Pat to hear this poem again.
For Pat, today. Now, you are old and beautiful. When I was a young boy, filling the hole in my heart with anger and busyness, I touched your arm, and for the first time, my body tasted yours. That single centimeter of shared skin transcended our shared aloneness as sparkling bits of your skin, your scent, your taste, your essence danced into my skin, eager to become part of me, while my essence ran with unseen longings into you. My eyes looked at the young girl and said, cute. But my far wiser skin tasted the million pieces of you that were becoming pieces of me and said, oh. Because we listened to those tiny emissaries, you spent years filling up my hungry, empty vessel through my eyes, my ears, my mouth, my sex, and always my skin. Now, I watch you sleeping under our ragged old blanket, one freckled shoulder beckoning. I count 1, 2, 3 brown dots. Not dots anymore. Time and attention have grown each dot into its own tiny continent on a sleeping world. As I trace your boundaries, you giggle, comforted and loved, even in your dreams. I know by heart now the stories of every continent in you, where every laugh waits, where every sigh sits hungering. I see dry riverbeds in your gloriously worn face. Remember the tears that cut those paths in our early years, softening me like rain, until finally I realize the hole in my heart would always be filled by your continents and rivers and mountains and valleys. Because we listened to the crying out of those first shared bits of an us, unimagined, we sang a lifetime of joyful work into each other. We each built lovers on the other's bare scaffold, my skin filled with your cells and cries and hungers, and your skin stretched to hold all of my hurt places and dreams, safely and loved, until finally you have made me what I am, while I thought I was busy making you. Because we listened, we are old and beautiful now.
Thanks to you, I've got a reason to get out of bed, make a move or two. Thanks to you, there's a net below, 'cause otherwise, well, I don't know. And thanks to you, there are promises of laughs and loves and labyrinths and reason to suspect that I'm meant for this. A smile, a song, a tender kiss. Thanks to you.